7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Arugula. Arugula on the pergola. Arugula. Okay. Hello. It is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. Hello. My name is Arugula. My name is Tobe. I am a pangolin. I'm a human being. I'm a person who is the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have interesting news. There is bad weather coming. Double kinds of bad weather. Big storm tonight, and then it's going to be 100 degrees for a few days. 100 degrees American. What is that? What is that in metric? Like 35? Something horrible like that. So we're not going to be able to go outside for a few days. As a matter of fact, today, right now, might be the last day that we go outside for the entire summer. So, obviously we need to come down to the creek and see what's happening. See if there's any action down here on this warm day. People are golfing. I think I just heard a ball hit a tree, which made a bird move. What kind of bird is that? Is that one of my dudes? Is that one of my owls? Right above me in this tree, there is an oriole. Wow, beautiful bird. I'm under the canopy. There's a lot of people golfing. There's some people on the tee teeing off right now. There's somebody on the hole putting. I'm looking down into the ravine to see if I can see any marmots. I don't see any marmots. Arugula. I also don't see any pangolins. But that's not unusual because pangolins don't live down here. If they did, I'd be freaking out a hell of a lot more than I normally do. Pangolins. If I had a pangolin, I would name him Arugula. So that I could say Arugula the pangolin. Okay, I'm making my way down into the creek. This treacherous slope is slippery and very treacherous today. But you know, someone like Arugula the pangolin wouldn't have any problem with it. Because they have claws. Clawed feet. Okay, I'm down. Let's see if there's any golf balls. Any golf balls for me today? Any kind of interesting golf balls. Yeah, we got one, two in the mud across the water. White. We've got a yellow in the water. Or in the mud across the water. We've got white balls in the water. I'm going to go down into... Ooh, there's an orange. Yeah, see, this is why you do it. I'm going to go down into the creek. Into the creek bed itself. And let's see, what do we got right here? White ball, white ball, white ball. Yellow ball that I can't get, I don't want anyway. Orange ball at my feet. It's matte finish orange Spalding number 2. But it needs to be washed. Washa, washa, washa. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, are you logo free? If you're a golf ball washer, are you logo free? I'm logo free. There's a lot of mud caked on this ball. Washa, washa, washa. Well, that's about as clean as it's going to get for now. Clean enough. I'm starting to sink into the sand. It's quicksand. Okay. We got three more white golf balls as I'm looking upstream. I'm going to cross the creek onto this little island. Another white golf ball right here. Another white golf ball right here. Okay, so how many white golf balls could I pick up today if I was so inclined? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, plus a yellow. And all I'm gonna take with me today is this orange. Oh, there's some fresh Mati tracks on the island. Matis have been running around here. These tracks were made today. Those are fresh tracks. Wow. Very cool. I'm looking up into the golf ball feeding ravine. I don't see any golf balls. But I'm not at the best angle. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the island here. Yeah, more Mati tracks. Mati tracks. I wonder how much Mati tracks look like pangolin tracks. Has Arugula the pangolin been down here? Arugula! Oh, there's strawberries everywhere. Okay, back up onto the bank. Arugula. Arugula. Arugula the pangolin. All right, I'm standing on the bank and I'm looking up into the trees. Wondering if there's any owls hanging around today. There could be owls. Let's go upstream. Let's walk upstream here and look up. See if we can find any of our feathery buddies. Whew, it is kind of hot. It is rather humid. I don't think we're going to be down here for long. Oh, there's something new fungus-wise popping up on this log. That's good. It's supposed to rain tonight. So that'll be nice. We'll get some rain for all our mushroom buddies. They'll like that. And I'm going to stop and look up, checking the trees, looking for owls. Where are my owls? Arugula. Hey, why is this stick here? I can't get through. Wow, there's some big strawberries around here. I'm in the morel zone. There was a big sound. What was that? What was that? That was right above me, too. That was either an owl flopping and flapping, doing owl flappies, or that was a ball coming in. That was a golf ball hitting leaves on a tree. There's a lot of bird chirpity-chirpity going on over there. Maybe they're upset because there's an owl present. I'm looking. But I'm also sort of having to stare into the sun. There's probably an owl over there, and I have a feeling I know where he is. He might have been in the creek and then decided to fly over to that tree. There's a tree maybe 10 meters back from the creek edge. It's a big tree on the golf course. I'm kind of suspecting that our owl is in that tree, just going by all the other sounds of birds freaking out. Okay, so I'm gonna walk on by. I'm gonna keep walking upstream here. with my gaze upward. I'm looking for I'm looking for owls. I'm looking for owls while I'm holding a dirty orange golf ball, which I'm now putting in my pocket so I don't have to carry it. I'm looking for owls, and I suspect they're around here somewhere, but I just can't see them. They are easier to find if they're moving, just like all things. Okay. Not sure how much further I want to go. I'm just making my way upstream. And this stick that I just tripped over, I'm going to pick it up. And I'm going to use this as a web stick. So now I'm waving a web stick in front of me so I don't go face first into spider webs. There he is. Boom. Oh my God, he was right above me. Holy crap. He was in this tiny little tree right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 meters in front of me. And he saw me, and damn, now I lost him. Owl. He went flumpity, 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 flump. I gotta move up here. And, oh, I can't see. He's right around here somewhere. Above me. Where did my owl go? Oh, he looked so nice. And I'm glad I saw him because I think I just rubbed up against some nettles. My knee is starting to itch in an unusual manner. It's starting to get hot. I'm starting to break a sweat. And that means it's starting to hurt. There he is. Oh my God. Holy crap. Look at that guy. Oh, there he's moving again. He's flying over there. Oh, I still got him spotted. Okay, he was up in a tree not 6 meters away from me. Now he's a little bit further away. He's about 12 meters ahead of me. He's up in a tree. I can see him. Oh, now he's flying back over towards me. Oh, he flew above me and he flew across the creek. And he's up in the little tree. Now I can't see him. Oh, there he goes. Oh no, that's a different one. Two owls. It's a double owl day. The other owl, he jumped out of the big tree and he flew to the golf course tree. The other owl, I think he might have also gone onto the golf course. Oh, yay. I saw both my owl buddies. Two owls, two owls, two owls are better than one. Cause I like owly business dudes. They're doing owly stuff for me. Oh, yay. Okay, this is good. I'm throwing my web stick away and I'm turning around. It's getting a little bit too hot. To be honest, I probably shouldn't have come down here at all. And I'm gonna make the smart move and get the hell out of here before I get sick. Interesting smell right here. What am I smelling? Isn't that marmot den? Like right around here? That den that's up on the bank? It's like right around here somewhere. Am I smelling a marmot den? Maybe so. Maybe so. Ugh. Gotta make it through these nettles now. Gotta. Okay. Ugh. I'm in the jungle. Do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. Dun, 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 dun. Jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to my owl zone. All right, here's a good clear spot. Not really. I can kind of see the trees on the golf course, but I don't see any dudes. Oh, okay. Keep moving, Toby. We gotta get out of here. We got to get into some air conditioning. We got to get into some coolness. Looking around. What am I hearing? Oh, just a squirrel trying to drop stuff on me. Uh-huh. Let's go, tough guy. I could probably kick a squirrel's ass. I'm just saying. Huh. What do I keep smelling? That's not... I'm not smelling animal smell. That is plant smell. Alright, I'm moving, I'm grooving. I see people on the edge of the golf course. Somebody probably lost a ball. Well, they can have fun finding it. Although I should probably go up here and look real quick just to make sure they didn't lose a blue golf ball that I would run away with. Nope, just a bunch of golf balls in the water. I don't think they lost a golf ball. They're just parked up there in their golf cart. Yeah, it's crazy. Why are there golf carts for this golf course? It makes no sense. There is no hole. No, now you just knocked it right into the... You're a flake. That was the worst shot ever. Anyway, I'm climbing out of here. Climb me. I'm on the slippery mud. I hope I do not fall down. I did not fall down. That's good news. So I'm going to stand here for a second. Look down into the ravine for some marmots as I pull the MP3 player out of my pocket. Attach the cable, plug it in. And now we can listen to some random music for the drive home. Oh, yeah. Very cool. That was Tanarawen with my favorite song of theirs. Well, probably my favorite, at least in the top three, Sastanakam. Oh, I love that song. I can't get enough of it. And the video is very cool. If you want to see a cool video full of cool guys playing cool guitars while riding camels and drinking tea and playing dominoes, all my favorite things in the world, you got to watch the video for Sastanakam by Tanarawen. Yeah, love those guys. Love that band so much. So great. So I'm standing here, back at home, in the middle of my cow pasture, because cows are delicious. That guy didn't think so. What about you, Chief? Are you delicious? Now I'm hungry for a hamburger. Oh, but I can't eat hamburgers today. Yeah, you got lucky. You got lucky, pal. I cannot eat a hamburger today. Yeah, I'm glad you're happy about it. Because yesterday I had tacos. Yeah, I had a freak out yesterday. I had to have two carne asada tacos. And, you know, my cucumber lime drink with chia seeds. What's the deal with the chia seeds? I don't understand what the chia seeds contribute to this beverage. Yeah. But, I don't know, maybe they're just good fiber? I don't know. Anyway, and I got so much of the green, the delicious green cucumber and lime drink with chia seeds, that I put some in a 2-liter bottle. An empty 2-liter bottle that I had, and I put it in the refrigerator. So I can drink it later. No, I'm not drinking it now. Ugh. Right now I'm drinking cola. Cola flavored beverage. And it's supposed to be carbonated, but it's so old that all the carbonation is gone, so I sort of have this flat cola. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it is now that time. It's that time during the show where we have to take attendance, make sure everybody's listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Take it away, Quathio.
Okay, Brenda.
Oh, look at that. Should I get some funding for that? Should I fund it? Anyone?
Fund it.
Okay.
Present. Astronomic cat.
Oh, sweet. Astronomical cat is here.
Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
God damn it. You got it. What? Oh my god! Ah! Run for your life! Oh, the humanity!
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent.
No!
Forever.
Oh my god, that crazy Ghost Bear. And now I think it's time to learn about arugula.
Arugula is a peppery, distinctive tasting green that originated in the Mediterranean region.
Oh, interesting.
Arugula is a lesser known cruciferous vegetable that provides many of the same benefits as other vegetables of the same family, which include broccoli, kale, and Brussels sprouts.
Cruciferous.
Arugula's popularity has as much to do with its health benefits as its taste.
Well, what are those benefits?
This delicious green is a nutrient-dense food that is high in fiber and phytochemicals.
Phytochemicals.
Arugula is low in sugar, calories, carbohydrates, and fat.
Are you sure?
It's high in several vital nutrients.
Name one.
Here are health benefits of eating arugula.
Okay.
Along with other leafy greens, arugula contains high levels of beneficial nitrates and polyphenols.
Polyphenols?
A 2014 review study found that high intakes of nitrate may lower blood pressure, reduce the amount of oxygen needed during exercise, and enhance athletic performance.
I do like nitrates.
Arugula derives a lot of nutritional value from its cruciferous family roots,
cruciferous,
such as antioxidant benefits from glucosinolates and detoxifying power from enzymes.
Glucosinolates.
It's an excellent source of fiber.
Fiber!
Which studies have found to be helpful in reducing the risk for type 2 diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease.
Rock on.
Arugula also contains a variety of vitamins, including vitamins. Vitamin A, which may help lower your risk for age-related
what
macular degeneration and cancer, as well as vitamin C, which may help boost your immune health.
Immune health.
Other notable vitamins found in arugula include vitamin K, folate, riboflavin, thiamine, zinc, vitamin B6 and pantothenic acid, or vitamin B5. Arugula also provides an array of minerals, such as calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, manganese, and copper.
Yeah, manganese.
Its flavonoid content may help lower inflammation, inhibit cholesterol from sticking to the arteries, blood pressure levels, increase blood flow, and improve blood vessel function.
Plus, it's cruciferous.
Side effect of eating arugula.
You get crucified. You get
arugula is not known to be a common allergen or to cause side effects or reactions in many people.
Due to its cruciferous.
Although consuming arugula in optimum quantities may have quite a few beneficial effects, overconsumption of anything can take a toll on your health.
Overdose.
Some of the short-term side effects of arugula include flatulence and abdominal cramping and discomfort. These bad effects are caused due to the presence of sulforaphane in arugula. Arugula contains vitamin K, which can cause blood clots when it counter-reacts with certain blood thinners.
Yeah, but it's cruciferous. That's all we really need in our lives. We need to have more cruciferous arugula. Bananas are not cruciferous. No. But you know who really loves cruciferous arugula the most? Cows. Look at all these cows eating all this cruciferous arugula with all its, you know, phylloxenols and its cruciferousness. Yeah, you can dig it. Arugula. That's cruciferous arugula. Yeah, I swear. Cruciferous. It's cruciferous arugula. It has vitamins. Get your vitamins. See, all these cows are getting their vitamin K, vitamin B6, vitamin B5, vitamin C. They're all getting these vital nutrients. These vitamins are vital nutrients that are only found in cruciferous arugula. Moo. This show's just gone totally off the rails. There sure as hell isn't anything we can do about it now. It's way too late. Oh my god, what are we going to do with all of this cruciferous arugula? It's not my fault, people. People look at me and they say, "See, Tobe, the reason that this show falls apart all the damn time is because Bob." No. No, you cannot blame me. This is clearly the fault of cruciferous arugula. What do you think about that, cow? Yeah. Cruciferous arugula. It's delicious in salads. Yeah, all those cows, they want to eat more salads. Be vegetarians. But, you know, plants are alive too, you know. Cruciferous arugula. Oh my god, you've been listening to the Dubious Cruciferous Arugula Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go, gotta find my arugula.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.